Hey, man, what are you doing?
I'm just lying here relaxing in a stream. I call it streaming.
Okay, you know that word already has another meaning, right?
AFA Streaming offers free and subscription video content. Titles like By Design, The God Who Speaks, and Asbury Revival, Desperate for More. You'll also find video versions of AFR programs. Visit AFA.net and click on Streaming. It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Yes. And welcome to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week. And I am, listen, J.J. Jasper is out. I am joined here by one kind
I'm
of
waiting,
veteran.
I'm waiting for the description.
One kind of veteran here of Trivia Friday, Bert Harper. Good morning, Bert.
Good morning, Ed. Good to be with you.
But pretty much a rookie, Jonathan Coker, who really is in charge of American Family Radio. But so, folks, direct your complaints to Jonathan Coker. But Jonathan is – good morning, Jonathan.
Morning.
Jonathan's not really – he doesn't like being an out front kind of guy. He likes operating in the background.
Yes, sir. There.
And so we just said Tim was out this week. JJ is out. Kendra couldn't be on. So we knew Bert was going to be sliding in. And so Jonathan just gets thrown into the meat grinder.
Scraping
when that happens.
The bottom of the barrel.
That's not the way we look at it. That's not the way we look at it.
The cream rises to the top.
Yes, that's the way to look at it.
That's
the way. All right, folks. It is First Time Callers here on Trivia Friday, which means if you, as the man said at the top of the show, if you have tried to get on or not tried but never been on the air with us for Trivia Friday, we invite you to call. If you have been on, you just got to wait a week is what we're saying. So First Time Callers, the number to call if you want to get on the program with us, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840 is the number to call. If you want to get on the program with us, for first-time callers only, you do need to be 11 years old or older to get on with us. Now, folks, you know, if you've been listening for a long time, we three will each ask three questions. Jonathan, quickly, how many is that total?
One, two, three, nine.
Nine questions total. One of them is kind of special. This is coming from special ed, okay? So
you recognize them.
Yes, that's right. So one of them special, Brother Bert. What's special about it?
Okay, one of these is a mystery question, as we call it. And if you answer this question correctly, you'll hear this sound, the beloved cowbell. For some of us, it is more beloved than others. I have found that out. And if you are the one, you stay on the line. Don't drop too quickly. We will get your address and send you this mug, AFR mug, hot or cold.
Travel mug, yes.
Travel mug. And so I'm not going to balance it on my head.
Like Tim does.
Yeah, but I can tumble it.
Yes,
you know?
You can tumble it.
And it is a good looking
stainless steel.
Yeah, stainless steel.
It's good.
Yep.
I think it comes with two different types of lids. Yeah. So now, folks, some of you're saying it sounds like you're talking to people who can see you. Some of you can. There are ways to watch the live video stream of this program. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what those are. One of them is on Facebook. You search for Today's Issues. That's normally the name of this program. You can go to YouTube and search for Today's Issues Live. You can go to our own streaming platform, stream.afa.net, or you can go to X, formerly known as Twitter, and search for American Family Radio. And you can watch the live video stream of this program and see the kind of hijinks. You can see what we're wearing. You can, you know, you can see Jonathan's the younger one here on the group. You can see his handsome face. Bert and I don't know, Bert,
we're
that we were ever handsome, even in our younger days. But
hey, you know what? I was voted cutest in high school, and I tell folks this is what happens to you.
when you're in the pastorate.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, me. Double time. That's right.
All right. Excuse me. I think we're ready.
Okay.
To do our questions. So, Brother Bert, as the senior member of the staff here, we'll go with you. I'll come next, and then Jonathan,
okay,
you will give your three questions.
Okay.
And so start us off.
I'll have a Bible question. How many years did it take for Solomon to build the temple? How many years
Great
did
question.
It take for Solomon to build the temple?
I don't know the answer to that.
The Andy Griffith Show question.
Yes, you always have one.
I have one. I was on one time and did not have it, and I got a lot of complaints.
Oh, absolutely.
So I did. Now, this is a little harder than usual. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was one of Floyd the Barber's son's name? It's mentioned just two shows, one son in one show, another son in another show.
I didn't even know he
what
had
was
sons
one
either.
Of their names. I know this is a little deeper than usual.
People can look
they
these
can look
up.
This
we
up.
Encourage Be research.
Educated, is that
yes.
what you're calling?
That's yeah? what Tim
okay.
does.
And then I have a science question, and this is coming from my grandson, Caleb. As I told you, we've spent some 3 days with our grandsons, you
yeah.
know, and he's a little scientist, and I hope this question is answered quickly so I do not have to repeat this name. Here it is. Mortuus sesquius phobia is the fear of what? Mortuus sesquius phobia is the fear of what?
Wow.
Don't you want them to answer that quickly so you don't have to
I don't know. I might be afraid of it. I have no idea.
Listen,
I have no idea what that's a fear of.
It is. I went to the news department. They're supposed to be able to enunciate. They laughed, and they had to get online, you know, how to repeat
yeah.
it to
yeah.
get it done. So,
yeah, the pronunciation.
Yes, that's exactly right. Those are my three questions.
All right, here are my three. Number one. Track and field star Jesse Owens stunned the world by winning 4 gold medals at the Olympics in Berlin, Germany. What year was that? Track and field star Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals at the Olympics in Berlin, Germany. What year was that? Second question. Now, this one's a hard one. If Tim was here, he would mock it.
I'm what, in his chair.
Yes, you're in his chair. So, folks, you may have to look some questions up, look up the answers. We encourage that kind of research. Here's the question. What was Walt Disney's original name for the character who became known as Mickey Mouse?
Oh, what if was I were in the congregation. I know. I
oh,
know.
Oh, you know it. Okay, good. What was Walt Disney's original name for the character who became known as Mickey Mouse? And a true false question. The skin of polar bears is actually black. Is that true or false? The skin of polar bears is actually black. Is that true or false? All right, Jonathan.
All right.
You're up. Do not embarrass your family.
No pressure. All right, here we go. Question one is a Bible question. What was Paul and Silas's response to the jailer who asked them, "What must I do to be saved?" What was Paul and Silas's response to the jailer who asked them, "What must I do to be saved?" And I'll give you a small hint. That's in the book of Acts. I'll at least give you that much.
Okay.
All right. Second question, so most everybody here knows, that works here, knows that I'm a huge Western fan.
Yes.
Western movie fan, and also just the Old West history in general. So my next two questions relate to that. So question two, who composed the musical score for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
I know the answer to that.
Who composed the musical score for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Third question, Robert Leroy Parker and Harry A. Longball were two train robbers in the late 1800s. What was their famous nicknames?
Ooh.
Robert Leroy Parker and Harry A. Longball were train robbers in the late 1800s. What was their famous nickname?
Wow, great question.
Amen.
All right, let's start us off here.
Okay.
Bert.
Our first caller of the day is from Kansas, and it's Jim. Jim, thank you for calling.
Hey.
Be sure and turn your radio off, Jim.
Yeah, you all can. Right. So,
it'll give you some feedback otherwise.
Yeah.
Jim.
All right.
Well, hey, welcome to the program, Jim. Would you? Where do you live in Kansas?
Baldwin City.
Baldwin City. All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I wanted to do both, but I'm so nervous I can't remember. But I got to.
Don't worry, I am too.
give you a question first.
Okay.
Where's your beloved cowbell originally from?
Where is the cowbell originally from? You mean who invented the cowbell, you mean?
Yeah, and where did it originate from, like America or?
Okay. Guys, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Jim, so don't say yes or no yet.
The first time I ever saw it was on a cow. I got that, even before Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Cowbell.
I'm going to say it's not in America now. I don't know
makes
where.
Makes sense that it could be in the Highlands, like Switzerland.
That's what I was thinking.
Because of, you know, the distance they would wander.
That's what I was thinking, that they would wear it, and you could, the shepherds or whatever could hear, like, sheep.
Yeah.
Wander, so
they'd do that for cows as well.
All right. I'm good with that.
We're going to go with, you said Switzerland?
Yeah.
We're going to go with Switzerland and sheep.
Yeah, it was originally for goats, and it was Germany.
Germany,
not all far.
Right. Not far. Way to go, Bert, man. Hey. Way to start us off here.
Well, Jim, great question. Right. Now, which one you want to ask?
I want to try and answer the Mickey Mouse question.
All right, here's the question, Jim. What was Walt Disney's original name for the character who became known as Mickey Mouse?
Was it Steamboat Willie?
Okay. No, all right. Now, that actually came after this. Okay, Steamboat Willie, I think, was the name of the animated feature where Mickey Mouse first appeared. Mm-hmm. But before that, the character had another name. But that's an excellent try.
Thank you so much, Jim. Hey, listen, his wife is the one that told him that name was not good. He needed to come up with another name for Mickey Mouse.
And that's where Mickey
Mouse
came up.
That's where Mickey came from. Sure is. Okay, Jim, thank you so much. Let's go to Iowa. Diane, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What part of Iowa are you from, Diane?
Durant, Iowa.
Okay.
Durant.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
Both.
Okay. Do you want to answer first?
Yeah.
And which one?
Jesse Owens.
All right. Here's the question. Track and field star Jesse Owens stunned the world by winning 4 gold medals at the Olympics in Berlin, Germany. What year was that, Diane?
1936.
Ooh,
yes.
Way to go. Excellent. Now, do you have to look that up? You just remembered it or what?
We just saw a movie that it was in the movie.
Oh, what was the movie you saw?
Well, that's my question for you.
Okay. What movie you saw?
No.
Steamboat Willie.
I'm sorry, Diane. Go ahead. What's your question?
What other team in 1936 also won a gold medal?
Okay. You're talking about an American team?
Yes.
Okay, it was the rowing team, whatever you call the eight man rowing.
Ding ding ding! You got it right.
Wait, hey, now what was the name of the movie you saw? I think I saw the same thing. The Boys in the Boat.
Yeah, The Boys in the Boat.
I saw that too.
I watched it.
I did as well. That was amazing.
I had no idea that had happened. That rowing team. It was a junior rowing team for University of Washington, it was. And, man, these young men, a fair number of them, joined the rowing team because it was during the Great Depression and they were hungry. They had hardly anything to eat, nowhere to stay. So they kind of were in a dormitory setting and got 3 square meals. Wow. Did you like the movie, Diane?
Yeah, it was a good story.
Yeah, it was. Very good. And it's strange. I saw that.
My wife, she can pick out good ones.
You can't.
I'll do the Western.
I was thinking to say, I'm always watching.
You'll pick the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And Jan will pick something uplifting.
That's right. She does. She does it. Diane, hey, thank you for calling.
Yeah, what's your – what? Oh, that. So that was your question for us.
Yeah, she answered 1936. And Hitler was in the crowd part of that time, too, if I remember it right.
That's right. He was –
rub his nose in it.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Thank you, Diane. Okay, we got time. Let's go to Louisiana, and it's Robert. Thank you, Robert, for calling.
Thank you.
I've got to ask, what part of Louisiana are you from? North, Central, or South?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, right. Well, fantastic. Well, do you want to answer or ask or both?
I want to ask.
Oh, man. Okay.
He's ready.
Robert, you sound ready. did you look this question up, or is it something you already knew?
I thought about it. It's a Bible translation question or translator's question for you.
Oh, man. Okay. And Alex McFarland is not a guest on this program now.
You can't pitch it to him.
I can't pitch it and say, Alex, what do you think? Okay, Robert, go right ahead.
Okay, which three translators helped to translate the 1537 Matthew's Bible? That's question one. Question number two, which one of them was also translated two Bibles of his own, plus the Great Bible, plus the Book of Common Prayer for the Anglicans? And the third question, which Canadian author is a modern author? She's produced the 1537 Matthew's Bible in modern English called the October Testament. What is her name? She's a Canadian.
Okay, which one of those questions you want us to answer?
All of them.
Hey, Robert.
Robert, I'm just going to talk to my comrades here for just a second. Guys, I can't answer any of those.
Do we get a free call somewhere? You know,
ask Alex?
Yeah.
A lifeline?
Yeah, need a lifeline here. Robert, you're going to be the lifeline. And go right ahead and let us know, because we have no earthly idea.
Okay, the first three translators were William Tyndale, John Rogers, and Miles Coverdale. And Miles Coverdale did all the things on part two. And the woman is Ruth Magnuson Davis.
Okay.
And she's an expert in that area of biblical knowledge.
Well, Tyndale, I had an idea. He might be one, but the others, I had no doubt.
I didn't know 1537.
Yeah. That's something. Hey, Robert, thank you for calling in. And have a blessed day. Okay, brother? Okay, let's go to the great state of Texas and talk to Stacy. Stacy, thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Texas is pretty big.
Pretty big.
Where could we find you, Stacy?
Borger.
What B-O-R-G-E-R.
You know where Borger is.
Yeah.
Borger. B-O-R-G-E-R. Yes, sir.
That's the panhandle, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I recognize
about
that
about an
name.
Hour from Amarillo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Well, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Stacy?
I want to do both, please.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
I'm going to do the Mickey Mouse.
All right.
And I was shocked because, just like him, I thought it was Steamboat Willie.
Okay. So what was Walt Disney's original name for the character who became known as Mickey Mouse?
Mortimer
Mouse. And I have to agree with Walt Disney's wife. Mortimer Mouse just is not the same as Mickey Mouse.
That teaches you listen
no,
to
not
your
a
wife.
Good choice.
Right?
No.
Listen to your
listen
wife.
Listen to your wife. That's right.
Okay. Stacy. Yeah.
Now how did you know that? Did you have to look that up or did you know it?
I had to look it up because I just thought it was Steamboat Willie also. But then when he got it wrong, I was like, oh, man, he took my answer. And then I was like, oh, nope, he's wrong. I got to look this up.
We can learn from others' mistakes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's it. Yes, that's what this is about, right?
That's right.
Learning.
I know it. Can I say one thing?
Sure.
I had a friend that gave me the challenge of switching to K-Love for the 30 days, and I switched and absolutely loved K-Love. Well, then I got tired of the music, and I found you all, and I would challenge anyone to switch. It will bless your life, and it has blessed mine.
Wow.
Wow. Stacy, thank you,
Stacy,
for that.
I want you to know that's a real encouragement to us.
Absolutely.
Because we don't always...
I don't even turn on the TV. I don't even like turning on the TV. There's nothing on there for me, but this has just been so good for my soul.
Amen. Yeah, wow. Thank you for that.
Stacy, speaking for me on exploring the word, this is what we want to do. Yes, the political is important as it can be, but the eternal is the eternal. Now, people say, you can't mix those two. Well, listen, I know we can. I do it all the time. You know, the eternal matters makes this is this exploring the word of trivia Friday?
Come on, yeah, brother.
Go
okay,
ahead. That's all right.
Okay. You know, having eternity in mind makes me want to do what is right now. And to help others do it. So, Stacy, you found the right station. Thank you so much.
I listen to it in my car. I listen to it at work before I retired. I listen to it when I'm outside pulling weeds and tending to my chickens. I absolutely love your channel. Jenna Ellis, I can't name all my, Abraham Hamilton, your trivia, Alex McFarland. I listen to all of it. Every day, all day long.
You listen
on my phone.
You listen wall to wall, don't you?
Are you recording this, Brent? We might need Stacy on. Thank you, Stacy. We appreciate. Hey, it's listeners like you that pray for us.
That's right.
Listen,
amen.
Tell others.
That's right.
Some give, and we thank God for it.
Yep.
That's what. Hey, Stacy, do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir. I do. There are 16 human foods that dogs love, and I was just going to see if you could maybe name five.
Five human foods that dogs love. So these are obviously foods that they can tolerate and aren't dangerous to them.
I bet I can get two quick.
Yes. I didn't. By the way,
hot dogs.
I didn't know that dogs aren't supposed to eat like chocolate.
Oh yeah.
Until my daughter told me because she's a vet tech. And all right, so. We got to come up with five foods. All right, so don't, Stacy, we're going to come up with our five foods. Don't say yes or no just yet.
Grilling and having a dog nearby. Yeah, I know hot dogs got to be one. A hamburger's got to be
that's
one.
That's what I'm thinking. Beef, chicken, all the stuff you put on the grill.
Pork chop. I mean, if it gets off the grill, it's down
gone.
There. They're gone.
Okay, and just to be ornery, I'm going to throw in pizza. All right, so we've got hot dogs, hamburgers, pork chops. What else did we say?
Chicken
and pizza.
From the Italian. What is it, Stacy?
Well, you got one right.
Oh,
one
man.
Is right.
Pizza?
Yes. Yes. Nope. Okay, this is the list. This is on. Of course, it's on Google or it's on DuckDuck. It was oatmeal, cauliflower, celery, squash, sweet potatoes, watermelon, strawberries, bananas, coconut, blueberries, pork, tuna, shrimp, oranges, mango, and pears.
Okay, so these are foods that they would not ordinarily find in the wild. So,
No. Yeah, but they love them.
Yeah.
They love them.
So technically, I guess they would eat beef.
they found
a dead cow.
That list sounded too healthy for me. That's not something.
Yeah, half of that stuff even I don't like. Stacy,
oh man.
No, that's listen. That's very interesting, and the relationship between dogs and their owners is a really special one. And I remember reading from C.S. Lewis, who said that his opinion was that when dogs live with humans, they start to take on some human behavioral traits that they would not ordinarily have in the wild, that humans kind of humanize their dogs. And so that makes sense that the food would drift towards what people eat as well.
My favorite commercial, some of them have been people with their hair, and they find an animal that kind of looks them, and
I've
they
seen
go
the,
together,
the pictures.
Makes it good.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Stacy. God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much for your kind words. All right, folks, we are going to take a short break here. You're listening to Trivia Friday here on the American Family Radio Network. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week. Bert Harper and Jonathan Coker are the other professors here on the platform as we teach our students. And you teach us as well. So short break. We will return. Please join us.
Why is our society so ravenous to abort babies? According to a former Satanist, the demonic forces have a bloodlust for the innocents and sickly believe their blood sacrifice empowers evil. Make no mistake, we are fighting a spiritual battle as we protect the most innocent among us, babies in their mother's womb. Preborn stands on the front lines of this battle, and their network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, often next to abortion mills, where unspeakable evil takes place every day. Preborn offers God's love and life to protect hurting women and precious preborn babies. And every time a baby is saved, which happens 200 times a day, good conquers evil. Please make your most generous gift to empower good and rescue precious souls. For just $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound that doubles a baby's chance at life. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
My little buttercup has the sweetest smile. Dear little buttercup, won't you stay a while? Come with me where moonbeams paint the sky. And you and I might linger in the sweet.
Okay. So you guys pranked me. All right, Brent Creeley, our producer, picks the songs. He told me he was going to be Daniel Boone. All right, you get on the mic for just a second here, Brent. Is that actually from The Three Amigos?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
My Little Buttercup is the song. But if anyone has seen Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and Martin Short in Three Amigos, it's one of my all-time favorite movies. There is a scene where they sing that, and Jonathan, you were talking about Westerns. I guess that's technically a Western, even though it's a comedy. But so you guys got me good. I was not expecting that little song, My Little Buttercup. And on the downside, thank you, now that song is stuck in my head. Maybe I'll have to get the good, the bad, and the ugly to out of my head. So
there you go.
All right, folks, it is Trivia Friday. It is first time callers only today, 888-589-8840. If you have never gotten on the air with us for this show, this could be your day. 888-589-8840. Ed Vitagliano, Bert Harper, Jonathan Coker. All right, guys, let's go ahead and do our questions again.
Okay, here's my first question, Bible question. How many years did it take for Solomon to build the temple? It's Andrew Griffith's show question. What was one of Floyd the Barber's son's name? He had two sons. What was their names? Name one of them, and that's a good answer. And this is the one I want you to hurry and answer so I don't have to repeat it, okay? Morcha Questrius Phobia is the fear of what? And again, that's from my grandson, Caleb. Morcha Questrius Phobia is the fear of what?
It's the fear of questions like that.
Having to say those, yes.
All right, I have to replace. I've had two questions answered, so I'm going to have to give two new questions here. My remaining question from the original set is a true-false question. The skin of polar bears is actually black. Is that true or false? Second question, in the Bible, who said what is truth? In the Bible, who said what is truth? And third question, since I had an earlier Olympics question, which athlete has won the most Olympic medals? Which athlete has won the most Olympic medals? All right, Jonathan.
All right, here are my questions. Question one, Bible question. What was Paul and Silas' response to the jailer who asked them, "What must I do to be saved?" What was Paul and Silas' response to the jailer who asked them, "What must I do to be saved?" Question two. Who composed the musical score for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? And question three, Robert Leroy Parker and Harry A. Longball were train robbers in the late 1800s. What was their famous nickname?
By the way, the The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, before I reached high school, probably grades 5, 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there, that was my favorite movie, mm-hmm. Good, Bad, the Ugly, and that was my favorite album.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That
I loved it. Oh yeah. Man, I loved it.
That, you can listen to that, and you just feel, if you listen to that score or anything of those spaghetti westerns,
yeah,
you just feel more manly.
Oh yeah, that's right. You won't be more manly.
No,
but
you'll feel more manly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines and go to Arkansas and talk to Bobby. Thank you for calling, Bobby.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, I'm glad you could get through. And where are you from there in Arkansas?
I live in Grigsbury, Arkansas.
Okay, fantastic. Well, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
I'll try to do both.
Okay, you want to answer which question?
The one about Solomon's Temple.
Okay, here it is. How many years did it take for Solomon to build the temple?
Was it not 13 years?
It is not. Let me tell you what that answer is. It took him 13 years to build his own house after he had built the temple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby, let me just tell you, yeah, I am impressed that you knew that part.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know the answer to either one of those.
I'm reading through the whole Bible, and I've just got through that. And when I saw that, I said, that's a good trivia question.
It is a good question.
It ever comes up. It's not 13, but it's the answer to the wrong other question, though.
Yeah.
That's what it is, Bobby. It took him 13 years. You'll find all this in 1 Kings 6, 7, and 8. It's pretty good reading. Hey, you got a question for us, Bobby?
Yes. I love the dad jokes.
Uh-oh. Thanks for warning us.
The king of the dead, yeah, dad jokes, right, is not here.
But that's right.
Jonathan, you're in his seat.
Yeah, yes, well, JJ Jasper. I have no dad jokes.
This question is originally for him.
Okay.
What is God's first name?
Howard.
Nope.
How.
How is would it, be thy name?
How would be thy name?
Yeah, how.
Hallowed.
Hallowed.
The little boy who mispronounced.
Yeah, how.
So that's not right, Bobby? How?
No.
Oh, okay. Man.
All right, then go ahead.
It's Andy.
Oh, and he walks with me and he talks with me.
That is a JJ joke.
That is a JJ joke. In fact, Bobby, I think JJ's told that many, many times.
Hey, Bobby, we'll pass that on to him in case it's not in his arsenal, which we think it is. But we appreciate that, Bobby. Thank you for calling, man.
It did make us laugh.
It did.
And the thing about JJ is that if he gets a joke, when he comes in the morning with a joke, you're going to hear it a half dozen times. You're going to hear it on his morning program. You're going to hear it in devotions.
You're going to
hear him stop somebody in the hallway and stop somebody in the hallway and stop somebody in the hallway. So, but he's a good sport about it.
Yeah. Hey, Matt Murphy, one of our engineers or works in the radio, he actually texted me and knew the answer to that. So, Andy.
Andy.
He texted that to me. So, Matt Murphy, good job.
Man, I knew he got it too then. Hey, let's go to Arkansas. Stay in Arkansas, really, and it's Don. Don, thank you for calling. Don,
you there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I don't have an answer for you. I have a military question.
All right, so you have a question for us. All right. Go ahead, Don.
Military base, how many trucks are there?
How many trucks are there you mean just an average?
A military base.
How many trucks are there at a military base?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I would think it would differ.
I don't think that's a trick question. So I think it's legit. I have no idea.
I could guess like 200, but that's a complete guess.
Yeah. Hey, Don, I think you stumped us. What's the answer?
Only one
truck,
and that's that ball on top of the flagpole.
Oh, they call the ball on top of the flagpole a truck,
and there's only one. Everything else is a vehicle.
it was a trick.
Yeah, it was a trick.
Okay, hey Don, you got us, man.
Yeah. Don, you sure did. That's good. So you're saying there's only one flagpole on every military base.
Only one. Your main flagpole is in that ball on top of it. It's called a truck.
And then vehicles are everything else that you drive around in.
Amen.
Well, Don, well played, sir. Yeah. Well played. You got us.
Okay, Don, thank you for calling. Okay, let's go to Oklahoma. Is it Rowell?
Actually, it's Rowell.
Rowell. Okay,
like,
Rowell.
Like
thank
Powell,
you.
Rowell, except with an R.
Okay, man. Hey, what part of Oklahoma are you from?
Well, actually, we're traveling through Oklahoma right now. We're from Dallas area, so.
Okay.
So.
Well,
yeah.
Great.
Okay. Hey, I want to answer and ask.
Well, you are welcome to do that, sir. Which one do you want to try to answer?
The one with Robert Leroy Parker and Harry Longbaugh.
Oh, right. Good.
Here's the question. Robert Leroy Parker and Harry A. Longbaugh were train robbers in the late 1800s. What was their famous nicknames?
Butch and Sundance.
Butch and Sundance.
Oh, I had no idea about that.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That's right.
Man,
how'd you know that?
Oh, from the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
The Western movie.
The Western movie.
Yeah.
You'd be good friends with Jonathan Coker, I tell you that. You go into his office, if it's not John Wayne or Clint Eastwood, there's no need of going in. Oh, man.
I'm surprised. Really, in his office, I'm surprised he doesn't have a coat rack in there with a six-gun, belt and six-gun hanging up, because that's just...
I have thought about it, but I thought I better not try that in the office.
You mean this would be not a gun-free zone? We won't go there.
No.
Do you have one? You have a gun and six, a belt and six-gun?
Well, I'm not telling all of my secrets.
Okay. All right. Well, after the show, I want to hear this.
No, I will say this, to relate that to Andy Griffith real quick. My wife has picked on me because I do have several... six guns that I have at the house, and she picks on me and calls me Barney Fife.
Says,
you only need one bullet.
One bullet.
Is it polished up or is it molded?
I swap them out every once in a while.
Yeah. Who was the? You know, that's it'd actually be a good trivia question. The bank guard, remember, who had the moldy bullet?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all right, shame. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a good trivia.
That's
question.
It. Okay, Roel, what's your question for
Rowell,
us?
Rowell,
what's your question for us?
Well, I was thinking about a different one than the one I was going to ask. And what different one I was going to ask was, why did they only shoot Floyd from one side? But the real question I wanted to ask is, you know, Boots and Spurs? Boots and Spurs?
Boots and Spurs.
I'm wearing boots, so.
Cowboys wear them, boots and Spurs.
Oh, okay. All right.
Little round thing that goes round and round. What is that called? There's an actual name for it.
On the Spurs.
The little round thing that goes,
they kick the horse with. I didn't know that had its own name.
I have no idea.
I don't either. Probably because I'm not a cowboy kind of guy. Jonathan's the one who should be.
Yeah, I should know that name.
All right, I think you stumped us, Rowell. What's the answer to that?
Well, you just said it. It's a Rowell. It's an Rowell or Rowl.
Oh,
wow. So were you named after one?
No. I was named well after one for probably several hundred years. But no, it was my grandfather's name, and it was his grandfather's name. So
okay.
Wow.
Wow. This is why this show is so,
man,
so interesting. I'm not surprised that it would have its own name.
What are all the parts of a spur?
Yeah.
I mean, you know?
Yeah.
You got to do it.
All right. Thank you, Rowell. Appreciate that. Excellent. Hey, guys, let's go ahead and quickly reset our questions again before we get to the end of this particular segment.
Okay, my Bible question, it's not 13, okay? How many years did it take for Solomon to build the temple? And then my Andrew Griffith Show, on the Andrew Griffith Show, what was one of Floyd the barber's son's name? Two sons are named. All you have to do is give me one of them. And then this question, again, it needs to be answered. Morcha questrius phobia is the fear of what? I'm not going to say it again.
You're not. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
All right, my three questions, a true false question. First, the skin of polar bears is actually black. Is that true or false? Second question, in the Bible, who said, what is truth? And then third question, which athlete has won the most Olympic medals? Jonathan?
All right. My first question, what was Paul and Silas' response to the jailer who asked them, what must I do to be saved? Question two, who composed the musical score for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? And I'm going to add one question since my other one just got answered. What date and year did the Titanic hit the iceberg that sank the ship?
Okay. Wait, great questions.
All right.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and go to Texas and talk to Michelle. Michelle, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
My other question was answered. I knew Butch Cassidy and Sundance. We watched all the Westerns and have all the books.
Oh, wow. You're a Western fan as well. Did you know that question about Spurs?
Yeah, we ranch. We have dog cattle. Yeah. And,
oh, man.
Wait, did you name any kids Raul or,
no,
or Spur?
No, we got stuck on K's.
Or
so,
Spur.
You know, yeah.
Okay, now hang on 1 second. Let me backpedal here just a little bit, Michelle. You said we have all the books. It was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid was a novel first?
No, my husband, like, he has all the Lewis L'Amour's and all the stuff, and we have all the Time Life Western books. And,
oh, I
and
see.
Any
okay.
kind of book we can get our hands on. It's just, you know, if I come in the house after him, you know, John Wayne or somebody's on, and just,
okay.
Well, we have
I'll
them all memorized.
Tell you, Pilgrim.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you this, Michelle. Are you from Eastern Texas or Western Texas?
Eastern.
Okay.
Is that a big thing?
Well,
in terms
the
of
further
Texas?
West you go, the more West you are.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, that's the way it is.
Yes.
Hey, do you have a question or answer?
The polar bear.
All right. Michelle, here's the question. The skin of polar bears is actually black. Is that true or false?
That's true.
That is true. Ooh. Well done. Yes. Well done. So do you know why they appear white?
Black is black. Just they have different layers of fur, kind of like the Pyrenees, I think.
Yeah, it's their fur reflects the sunlight and covers up, I guess, for want of a better word, the fact that their skin is actually black.
So, that's amazing.
Yeah. Do you have Pyrenees, by the way?
I have had Pyrenees, but the cougars kind of like them.
Oh,
wow.
Well, we had a Great Pyrenees for many years, and I love that dog. They're very unique dogs, but I understand that ranchers have them for different reasons, and sorry to hear that about the cougars. So
Okay, what's your question for us, Michelle?
Just out of curiosity, we're doing a vacation Bible school, and do you have any idea when they started? When Bible school started?
Okay.
Well, whenever they started, they are still going on. They last forever.
I know about Sunday school. That was started over in London in Sooty Alley.
Is that Moody, D.L. Moody?
No, but it was somebody associated with him. And it wasn't really, they was teaching the boys and girls even to read and write, but they used Bible material and they did it on Sundays. And then it expanded into what we now know the Sunday school movement. But Vacation Bible School, I don't know. I did it for 40-something years, I'm telling you what. And I love it.
Hey, listen, a week-long Vacation Bible School feels like a month. It impacts children.
That's right.
Folks, in a great way, so don't get me wrong.
Do Vacation Bible School.
Yes.
Do it. I know a lot of kids that were saved in Vacation Bible School. Okay, Michelle, what's your question? Oh, was that it?
That was just it. That was it. I really didn't know, and I thought maybe y'all might know.
Okay, well, listen, you need to look that up and call us and let us know, okay?
I will. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, great question. Let's go to Debbie in Tennessee. Debbie, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I've been trying for over a year to get through to y'all.
Well, way to go, man. Way to go. Hey, what part of Tennessee?
Well, we're out by Tullahoma, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Do you know where that is?
Beautiful area. Beautiful. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
Let's do both today.
Which question do you want to answer?
What is truth?
Oh, good. All right. So in the Bible, who asked the question, what is truth? Debbie?
Pontius Pilate.
Pontius Pilate asked the famous question. I'm sure he wasn't the only one, but in the Bible he asked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, excellent answer. You have to look that up, or did that's not a hard question, I think, for people who've been around the Bible for a long time. You just knew that one off the top of your head?
Well, actually, I belong to Bible Study Fellowship Group, and we just studied John this year.
Oh, all right. Okay, good. Excellent. That's what studying the Bible's for.
Yeah. The question is, when he asked it, did he ask it sarcastically, or did he ask it, questioning, wondering? He could have said, what is truth?
Right.
Nobody knows. Or did he really say, what is truth?
Yeah.
We don't know which one that is.
That's right.
But we'll find out maybe one day. Hey, Debbie, you got a question for us?
Well, I was going to ask you how long it took to build the palace. But since somebody already brought that up, I have another one. How many of you are musically inclined?
I'm not. I play records. We were talking about that earlier.
I touch the radio dial and it gets static. That's how bad I am. Yeah.
In other words, we're terrible, Debbie, but hey, we'll take a shot at your question.
Good. So what are the musical terms for slow and fast?
Okay, hang on a second. Don't say answer anything. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. I think it's Italian. I think the words are Italian, like staccato or something. And I think it's Italian or Latin. I can't, but I don't speak Italian. So I think I'm on the right track, but I'm the engine quit. Do you guys have
an idea? I have no earthly idea.
I
just watched the guy. If he starts speeding up, if he slings his hand, I don't know what that means, up or down. If it goes fast, speed up. If it goes slow, slow it down.
Tempo is the only thing I can think of, but that's probably not it.
Debbie, was I even close to getting on the right road here or what?
Well, I'm impressed that you said staccato, first off, because that actually is an articulation term on how the note is played, but it's not the right answer.
Oh, okay. So, I was blindly flailing around, and I hit something, so I didn't swing and miss.
Well, you heard it somewhere, and that was as impressive that you picked that up, okay? Let's say that.
All right. So
slow, just basic slow, is adagio, and fast is allegro.
So those are Italian words, right?
I hope so.
They sound it
because
me.
I think it comes from like operas.
Yeah.
And so say the words again.
Adagio.
Okay.
And allegro.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna take your word for it, Debbie.
I give her an A. Okay.
I give her an A. That's right.
You think we got time for one more?
Debbie. God bless you and have a great weekend. Let's try to get one more in.
Okay, Doris from Texas. Thank you, Doris.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, what part of Texas are you from, Doris?
I am from Central Texas in a little town called Jarrow.
Okay, well, fantastic. Well, do you want to answer, ask, or both?
I would like to do both, please.
Well, which question?
I would like to take one of Ed's question, the one about the Olympics.
Okay. Here's the question. And by the way, I'm going to have to add questions because this is going to be my fifth question answered. I'm going to have to make these harder. All right, Doris, here's the question. Which athlete has won the most Olympic medals? What do you say?
I believe it was Michael Phelps in swimming.
It is Michael Phelps. 28 gold medals. Can you believe
Man.
That?
Yeah. Surely he's not going to compete in Paris, is he?
Oh, no, I think he's done.
Okay,
good. He's been done for a number of years.
Good.
Doris, are you an Olympics fan, or did you just know that as a matter of general interest or what?
Well, it was one I knew. The lady before me got the one with Pontius Pilate, so I wanted to answer that one, so I was scrambling for another one.
Okay, all right.
You did good. What's your question for us?
Thank you. Okay. The French explorer, La Salle, his ship ran aground in Matagorda Bay in Texas in 1686, and it was found and excavated and restored 300 years later in 1995 wow. and 96. What was the name of the ship?
Wow. LaSalle. Wow. So it would be a French?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I've already struck out on the Italian answers.
How do you say French? How do you say wreck in French? You know?
Yeah. Hey, there's the music, Doris. You've stumped us. There's no way we're coming up with this answer, but I think that's fascinating that they've actually found the ship and were able to excavate it. What's the answer?
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, it's wonderful. Right now, it's at the Bob Willett Museum in Austin, and the name of the ship was the LaBelle.
LaBelle.
Named after a lady, I guess. LaBelle?
LaBelle, I think.
LaBelle.
Patty LaBelle, maybe.
Patty LaBelle, that's it.
All right, Doris, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. All right, folks, we're going to take a five-minute break for news. If I'm not mistaken, the next person we have up is Dan, who's calling from Rome, Italy. We'll find out. You'll have to join us to see.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.